one per five. How many packets? How many shrimp do we do for first packet?
I know this is the third packet, but I don't know if this is the what number
shares. We did two for the second packet. I think we did two for the first packet.
Yeah, so this could be five. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, continuing in our discussion with Kibbutz of Aim, and still harping on that same point that in terms of you have to listen to your parents when it's not something that is mishamish them. In other words, your father and mother says, bring me water, you have to bring them water. But you have to put on their coat. But if it's not to be mishamish them, is that michlal? So we saw the Rashba seems to say that it's nafka shimush, so others learn the Rashba differently. Maybe it's everything, right? So I want to now do two things today. Sugin Psachim about Haseba by the little Seder, about the question of being masiv in front of your Rebbe, being masiv in front of your parents, in terms of Kibbutz of Aim and how that's going to fit in. So the Gemara says like this, Kuvchesin Psachim, Isha Itzel Baila Lubai Haseba. Isha until Baila doesn't need Haseba. V'im Isha Chashuvahi, but if she's an Isha Chashuva, then Tzricha Haseba. Rashi says, Isha in Tzricha Haseba, the aim is Baila. So the Haseba, she has Amos Baila, so if you're going to be Mason in front of somebody you're afraid of, so then that's not Cheirus, because you're not really enjoying it. And he says, Mufarsh Peshotus, the Lav Dachaya Dinoshi Lemizga, that women are not derech to lay that way, so when they eat, I guess, so. Okay. Ben Eitzel Aviv. So what's the din of Ben Eitzel Aviv? So this, for most people, all the time, before they get married, they're always, and also after they're married, whatever, Ben Eitzel Aviv, they do Haseba, by Haseba. So, needs Haseba. She says, lo havi kof of kolkach. So you can still feel cheirus doing Haseba in front of your father. This is not that same intense thing. Ibayilhu, Talmud Eitzel Rabo Mayu. What's the din of a Talmud Eitzel Rabo? Tashma Abayki Avabinam Bey Mar Zagina Birki Dahadadi. So he says, Abaye, when he was in the place of Rabbah, Rashi says, Zaginon abirke dadadi, kol echad nishon abirke chavero. So everyone would be leaning on the other guy's knees. Ki asinon lebei Rav Yosef, amar lan lo tzrich Jesus, mora rabcha kemora shamayim. So he says, Rav Yosef, that you don't need to. Meaning, because it's Mora Shamayim. It's Mora Rabcha Kamora Shamayim. So Mela, not to. So Meisvi, Mekol Adam Meisvi, Afil Talmid Eitzel Rabo. So now we have a member that says even Talmid Eitzel Rabo. Kiatanya he b'shulya denagri. So Rashi says, b'shulya denagri, talmido shel nagar shemlamdo undus. Means it's not talking about your Rebbe for Torah. It's talking about your Rebbe for plumbing or for carpentry, something like that. So it's a different type of thing. So shulya denagri, is that you do Haseba. If you're Talmid, it's a Rabba. But if he's not, you're... But if he's Rabbi for Torah, they're not. So let's take a look. So how does the Rambam say? Here's the Rambam, page 2. Says the Rambam, Afilo oni shebi Yisrael lo yochal al sheyesef. Isha ina tzvich ha-seba, v'isha chashuvi tzvich ha-seba. V'meni tzal ovi v'ashamis b'nei rabo tzvichim ha-seba. V'al talu b'nei rabo, einu meisev, v'mkei nosu lo rabo l'shus. Oh. So, when you take a look here on page 3, in the Shiltus, on page 3, Azoy. Says the Shiltus, Isha Eina Tzvicha Seima. My time alav dircha dinoshi lumizga. That we saw in the Rashbam quoted. Isha Chashuva Tzvicha Seima. Bele Itzal Ovi Tzoricha Seima. Why? So the Shiltus says on page 3, Stoma de Milsa lo kapid alei. That Stama de Milsa, the father's not makpid, that the son should, it's not considered a disrespect for the son to be masive in the father's presence. So therefore it's mutter. Talmud lefnei rabo, my, haseba mitzvah v'ikara de rabbe, so we say that haseba is a mitzvah, Vikara de Rabbe mitzvah, Heidem minayu adifa. So the question is, doing Haseba is a mitzvah, but Kovar de Rav is also a mitzvah. So which one is? So which mitzvah wins? So Tashma, Dama Abayi, Kavinan, Bebei, Mar, Hava, Zagina, Abirki, Dadodi, Kosel, Bebei, Rav Yosef, Amalon, Lotzrich, Yisu, Snan, Mor, Rabachach, Kumo, Shamayim. So the way the Shiltus is learning, so that the Moira of the Rebbe is more important, whereas so maybe he doesn't Mesiv. Mesiv, I call out the Mesiv a few Talmud the Rabbo. Hasa Meshulia Denagri. So the way Rashbam learned is that if it's a Rebbe for learning, then you don't do it. If you're Rebbe for carpentry, then that's a different type of thing, then you could be Mason. Aval,
is there someone that teaches carpentry really called Rebbe in that matter, or is it...
He taught you something, so it's a Rebbe in terms of your carpentry Rebbe. Teacher. It's a teacher. Avogav dechol yom avid le yikara ma'od etem avle kalav orche kamashvalam. So he says that even though normally when his Rebbe for carpentry is there, he gives respect. Right, he doesn't lie down in front of him. So maybe that's called lavorche. So kamash malon, that still okay. So the Netziv has a mahalach to explain this shultus, and then we'll see what. Okay. So says the Netziv on page 3. Lefi daiko shel Rabbeinu b'somach d'mfar shuli d'nagri d'mechol yom ha'ovid le'yikara v'lo meisiv l'fonav gam kein di b'chol yom ha'meisiv p'shita d'hashna gam kein b'ahe seba. In other words, if you're always meisiv in front of whoever you're meisiv, so of course on Pesach you can do it also. You do it on every month of Kedushin. So why can't you do it on Pesach? There's no question. So Korcha must be talking about somebody who you normally wouldn't be Mesif, or else it wouldn't be a Shaila. So the case of the father, if you're always Mesif in front of, you gotta realize those days, that's what the normal way of eating was, Behaseba. So the father, they ate dinner every night together, the kid was Mesif. Because if he wasn't, then there's nothing to talk about, you know. So he's saying, in other words, if he is Mesiv, then of course he's Mesiv in Pesach. So Korcha, he's not Mesiv. That the bed is normally not Mesiv in front of his father. The Mesiv B'chayim Peshitta. Ella what? The Gemara is talking about, the Tziv explains, that the whole year round, when his father's there, he sits straight. He doesn't Mesiv for Monday night dinner, Tuesday night dinner, the whole year. Because if he is, then it's Pashut. The only shaila is, maybe Pesach, since it's a mitzvah to do it, maybe we could allow him to be Mesif. So what does Rashi mean? What is the shultas by the shulya? He's saying that what does it mean, stamba de milsa lo kapit alay? Because again, the shayla of ben eitz aloviv, the shiltas, the tziv says, akorcha means that the rest of the year he's makpid. Because if he wasn't makpid the whole year, then of course he can be mutter on Pesach. He does it every dinner. So Korcha, he must be makpid, and the question is, maybe Pesach we can have a special kula. So then what's pshat in the shultas that he says, stamma de milsa lo kapit alay? L'chor faker, stamma de milsa is kapit. That's in the tziv's kasha on the shultas, because if he's no makpid, then of course it's mutter in Pesach. So he says an interesting pshat. Aval inyan d'hadik haimel an avsham lochal akvodu kvodu mochul. And we're going to have a separate packet of this. Davka kvodo. Michal and kovod. I'll be bizoyon lo shari limcho. In other words, a father can be mochal and it's kovod, but you can't be mochal and a bizoyon. Moshe chosav abeinu parshas mishpatim sim samach. Fri amirin avshem mochal al kvodo. Kvodo mochal. Haini minig. Kvodo, aval ka'aso v'kilaso lo. Right, the father can be mochel is covered, but you can't curse your father, and you can't hit him, because these are bizyonis. Forget that, because these are more chomerdikah things, and certainly bizyonis you can't do. But especially klala pirashu shamduha din bizyono lo. Kach chosim sefer birka Yosef al yordea shematzu b'chibur kadmon chosim b'shem rabbeinu. So some have the gears of Bizyono Hakosu Vikoloso, Befairish. Khedadin Ravkim Shakosim Sim Kufu Tesos Tes. Mishamaka Gomar, the Avshadako Shalola Hakpid. Oh, so now he's going to say, what's Pshat? In other words, originally the Tziv thought, Akorcha, the father that we're talking about, the rest of the year he is makpid, because then if he's not makpid, there's nothing to talk about. But then he says, but that's against what the Neshultas writes. The Neshultas writes he's never makpid. So then what's pshat in the Gemara? So he says a new pshat. Shabachi kamar the av shadarko shalola hakpid nimtza b'mashu meisil afan of pesach eru bizon yachol limkol. He says that's the pshat. He says that if the father is not makpid the whole year, so then. So that's not considered a bizayon, because if it was a bizayon, then you can't be mochel. So al korcha, it's not a bizayon. So therefore, once we see from the rest of the year, it's not a bizayon. He can yochel limchol lahachi afshu enu mochel mitzvah daseba adifa. Al korcha, vado daito v'havi mochel. Oh, so you say, what is he saying? So he's saying, Right, he's not copied. So that shows that the whole year he's not copied. So Meshul Mesil in front of a Pesach in Ibizion Fiochal Limcho. So it must be that he's copied on Pesach. Strange, right?
Meaning a Stam person is not Ma'afid, so therefore it's not a Bazillion. Even this person is Ma'afid, since it's not a Bazillion, he could have been Ma'afid, therefore on Pesach and stuff.
He's saying that most.
Most
fathers are not Makbid.
So it's not Bazillion. Afi, he is Makbid.
And even though this father is Makbid.
Pesach, the mitzvah is Dafka.
No, I mean, it depends. I mean, I can envision in my mind if somebody's laying down in front of somebody chashuv, that's a bizayin. What? So one second. Moshav hakakom da'av shadako shalom hakpid nimtzav mashu meisil in front of a Pesach ainu bizayin v'yochol imchol. V'lohochi av shehu ainu mochel mitzvah dehasei ba'adifo. He means saying this father, most fathers, stomach the milsa, you're saying. That's how you're saying. Stomach the milsa fathers are not
ma'afid. If I know he's ma'afid, but not stomach the milsa.
Right.
He told me he is ma'afid.
Right. So now the question is. Stomach the milsa people are. Now this father is. He's ma'afid, and this father is ma'afid the whole year. And Pesach too. So the question is, if stomach the milsa people are not. So you see that it's not a bizayon. So now the question is, So he says mitzvah the seba adifa.
Rachoch about it, daito. Most aren't
not. He wants to learn. You're learning. It's that father. He's learning stomach the milsa ba'alma.
Who's
Michael.
Yeah,
what's this? Well, that's what you're. He's saying, well, Michael's understanding the tziv that Machu Mesil for Pesach inu bizoyin vachol mchol. Achi avchu inu mochel mitzvah da seva difa, b'achroch abot lo daito. Obviously, the father we're talking about is not mochel. That's why there's a kash. But by the fact that Stumba de Milsa, people are not, fathers are not makbid, it's not considered a bizoyon. So.
Baita
daito of having mocho. So batla daito is considered mocho. Because. Kimosha kofi balkorka al komitz is loma rotsani. Right. So. You mean you want to say it's the same person, but all of a sudden on Pesach he's.
Yeah, and it's Bata Daita, but he can't say not Bata Daita to someone else's das, but Bata Daita
to his das. Okay. So you can say your way, you can say his way, but that's the general idea that once. It's either people ba'alma or this father is generally not makbid, so now all of a sudden is makbid, either the same person or a different person, so but l'daito, but once ba'alma, it's ain't a makbid, it's not considered a bizoyin. That's his word. Aval talmid l'fnei rabo, shederech ha-talmidim l'fnei rabo, m'chol ha-shana sh'lul ha-hasif, but talmid it's a rabo, the talmidim are normally not masiv in front of the rebbeim. So therefore, he can't be mochel to have a bizoyon. The shapir meboilon, he mitzvah da seba adifa litchos mitzvah mora. Although, who poshet the mora av adif to have a mora shamayim. So therefore, you can't. So he says, when it's talking about a father, we're talking about. It's normally not, so it's not a question of bizoyon. It's only covered, so which we're in, so we say invasive. But by Talmud, it's a bizoyon, So b'meila, because the Talmidim are generally not. And therefore, the Shaila is. So here, he's not supposed to be, but the question is, maybe the Mitzvah of Haseba takes precedence. So to that, the Gemara says that Mor Rabcha Chamor Shemayim, that it does not take precedence. The Mor Rabcha takes precedence, because if you don't, it'll be Bizoyim. Or is he saying, therefore? Right, but no, but maybe something else is doicha to be zoyin, the mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is doicha to be zoyin.
I thought you were saying he had to answer this whole thing by ah, because he was saying the mitzvah can't be doicha to be zoyin.
By Av we said that what? That it's not a Bizoyin. So it's only a question of, now he's Machpid. So the, now the question is, which takes precedence? So he says that Haseba beats it out.
Because
what? Can.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you in a second. Well, so that's what look at the in the bottom now. Let's see. Because the befeish divrei Rabbeinu is a sable for their Rav have vizayin. He came yevshal limchol. I mean, who negedas haramba v'hamachaber? Because he's learning pshat that by Rav it's a vizayin, therefore you can't be mochel. But the Rambam says Beferish. We just saw the Rambam that says Bene Tovo, yeah. Or Talmud Befei Rabba Eino Mesev Okei Nosem Or Rabba Rishus. So it's Beferish. So he says Chosrani Bi. Oh, Chosrani Bi. So now he's going to say a new pshat. El perish mashakosu rabbeinu the ba'av stama de milso lo kapid inish hainu dimkein afil ha'av kapid hu v'shaita ein el rotson ha'av. There is the ba'av stama de milso means he's learning in the Welt. Those fathers are not Machpid. So even if this father is, that's like his personal request. The father could have a personal request. Edel Rotanav. So, and therefore, there's a private mitzvah's kibarav aim to Rotson of your particular father. So it wouldn't... So therefore, gets to the discussion, as they point out, that if your father has a particular request, you have to listen to him, even if it's not shemesh she's learning, even if it's just his particular request, midin kibud, metzayis ledv. Aval einu nintza kovod letzayis levar, aval einu miderech hakovod, umishimhachi bepesach mechuyev ha'av levatel retzono. So if Stama de Milsa, I feel I've copied Kula Shaita Eino El Rotsanav and Nase Kovin Letzayis Ledvarv for Eino Bederecha Kovin Shumhachim Pesach Mechuyev Av Levatel Letzono. Vim Eino Levatel Hareza Rasha. In other words, most fathers are not Machpid. This father is. So Memela is his Rotson. Normally you have to listen to your Ratzon, but here is a question of a mitzvah. As we said before, like the Chazanish said, that you have to listen to your Ratzon Shalom Kvodo, you have to listen to your father's Ratzon. But sometimes he's going beyond the line. He's crossing the line. Like with Shiduchim. He's supposed to listen to your father normally. But Shiduchim, he has no jurisdiction over there. So he's crossing the line. So he's saying over there that if he doesn't want you to be Mesiv on Pesach, so he's crossing the line. Because Stama de Milsa, the fathers are not Makpid. This particular father is Makpid. So then that's his ratzon, so you're supposed to listen. But here, it's conflicting with the mitzvah haseba, so he's crossing the line. So he has to mevatel daita. Shum hachem pesim b'chuyev ha'al mevatel tzono. Eina mevatel ha'reiz ha'rasha. Eina ben b'chuyev b'chvodo. D'chvod shumayim adif. Pashekim b'tabli yitzharav. B'tabli yitzharav. Ha've kovad umor ha'rav mamish. That's not just a private rotzim. Because normally you're not in Mesiv. So that's Kovod Humor Harav Mamshin Kein Docha Mitzvah Sesei Da Seba. So that's Docha Mitzvah Sesei Da Seba. Because that's Kovod Rabba. Because people are normally not. So it's not considered a personal, private thing. That's it's a normal covered up. In Kei Docha Mitzvah Sesei Da Seba. So it's Docha Mitzvah Sesei Da Seba, the Mora Shemayim. For Mikol Mokom, in Rotsa Harav Limchol Mochel. But he could still be Mochel. It's not a Bizoyim. It's covered Harav and covered Harav. He can be Mochel. But by Kibra Veim, it's not even covered. We did the general thing. It's a specific request because the covet is usually is not makbid, so it's not a. So that's how he. But you see over here, where someone points out that the Netziv is learning that a particular request of a parent is part of covet, unless it's going to shter some other mitzvah. And then he doesn't. Then he has to mevatel daito. That's the same word that the Chazanish says, that the Ritzono Shel Adam Shel Zeh Kvodo. But sometimes he doesn't have a right. You know, like Rav Shechter says about some people, they don't have a right to an opinion on this matter, the halachic matter, whatever it is. So he's saying the parents on certain things that they don't have a right. They don't have the right to ask that. That's what the Chazanish says. They don't. Ashiduchim, that's shot in the Ram and Marik. They don't have a right. So they don't have a right to say, don't be Mesiv on Pesach. Okay, so that's the... So now I want to show you a tshuva from Chavos Yair. Tell me what you say about this tshuva. Chavos Yair's tshuvas are very important, always important. Chavos Yair, right? Okay, tell me what you think of this one. Alasheni im haya haben mechuyim lekayim tzavos imo b'zeh. The mother left a tzava. It's a strange, I don't know, it seems like a strange person, but I don't know. Perish. She tzivsa b'choleha. She was sick, so while she was sick, she requested shalo yaskir beso lehaba l'shum odom. You should not rent out the house. For anybody. But the house she lived in, I guess they all lived in the same house.
Then you're not renting it out, she's living there.
Maybe like, rent a room.
You want to stop at
her. Rent a room. V'darbo l'fnim, what? B'schiris shona talmid chacham zaken u'bal maisim. And there's a man who actually does rent out something in the house. And he's a talmid chacham. He's a zaken and he's a bal maisim. So what, we should evict him? Is that what she's saying? Don't rent it out. So does she have a right to say that? So he says, Hayanir l'chor loymar, she'enu m'chuyiv lochosh loch. Pasha says, you shouldn't have to listen. Me'achar shalevi, this fellow, Levi, masmid b'toyra yomon v'layla lo yishbos. Right, he's a masmid b'toyer. Mishtamish gam kein litim b'sifre habalabayis, and he sometimes uses the svarim. Kaimelon Godol Talmud Torah Mikibur Aveim. But it's not like today. If somebody throws you out, you go someplace else. He's staying all around. Yeah, they had some svarim there, so he was able to use this farm. And now he's not going to be able to use this farm. You kick him out. Kaimelon Godol Talmud Torah Mikibur Aveim. Amru Chazal. Yachol Omer Lo Aviv Hitame. Right, if a father says to his son, the Kohen, that you should be Tami Lameis, you don't listen. No, Lo Mari Hashem. Kulchem Chayavim Mechvodi. The Kaimelon Afilu Isid Rabbanon. You can't, even in Isid Rabbanon, they can't tell you to go against the Torah. The Lomdu Mizem Mari Betruma Sadeshin, Marik, Linyan Ben Shirotza Lisa Lilmod, Lisa Isha, right? We learned this din. Ben wants to go someplace and wants to marry a particular woman. That's the greatest cover is, well, this is a good line to quote. Ein kovod Hashem yosem milimut Torah. Tshuvas chavas yar. It's a good bekiyas. If they give a Musa Shmuz, you can say, you can quote Simon Reish Yudal in the Chavos Yair. V'arei Yisrael mitav l'chochem me'eis Hashem u'v'zor Yisra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Iyu v'Torah Ikri afki amru chazal kol bayis shediv yitav nishmai bo malay v'ayinu chariv v'yemar v'yomar ayah elokai osai. So far he's saying that it should be osir. You're going to kick this guy out. He's tam l'chochem, he's a zakein, he's a bal maisim, and he uses the svarim. What better tenant could you have? Afki alal das Levi lo machle balabais. Ben azkena and if teresh yumot kol hameshach hashana sha'achas ima balabais mechabura bechol yom this cause nishmas imo nifteres. He could even learn, give a shiur in the house for the ili nishmasa. Yamokam lo makim li safek nichala. Who alma bezeh and mustama the olam emes? She have a nana nachas ruach that the shear is given in the house to her memory. The timchol al tzavos lebda he chosav lelet stock of his chus gadol uvehepech laovo nachatas kesem meri im yigorish levi zokein the karachachma min habayis al pitzavos. It would be a terrible thing to throw her out. Ain calls her maspik lani as daiti. Oh God. Ain calls her maspik lani as daiti. She ever have been al tzavos ain. Well, this is not good for a Muslim. Kilo. So he says no. You still got to listen to her. Throw the guy out. Right. Yeah. כי לא דמי ליתמי אל אל תחזיר או מוכר שלא ימחו לפלוני. He says it's not comparable to all those cases where you're not מחויב to listen to your parents like מתמי למסים for a coin שלא יישא פלוני וכול המצווה גאו פונינו אסי או לא עושה עשה מה שאין כי שניח לתם חוק מלוב בבסו ועד היתו ויושרו וכל מוכב אין חוב ולא מצווה עשה דרמי עלי כלל. He says, the other thing is a mitzvah gufa. It means I have a mitzvah to get married. So you can't... This is my mitzvah. Wow. So I have an issur if I'm a kohen to be a tamid l'meisim. So she can't... So the Gemara says in Yevamos, kulchem chayavim b'chvodi. But this is what we would call today in the general... jargon. Oh, it's a mitzvah. You know, we use the term mitzvah in a very anything good. We say mitzvah. So he says it's not a technical mitzvah. He says tov yasharu, because makom ein chova v'lo mitzvah says it's rami ale kalal. Well. Okay, let's see what else he has to say. This is a. It seems a very big chiddush, but it's the Chavos Yair. What can I tell you? If it would have been the Chavos Yair, I would just say, you know. V'yesh ol alokah milin loymer v'yesh otzavas hazkein lebno hayader klal. In other words, she didn't say about anything a particular person. She said hayader klal shlo yaske beisol l'shum adam. Can you feel with him so long, but in sifso shlo yaske habayis l'tam chacham eno mitzvah l'kayik inachnu t'havu l'kitziv l'vatal mitzvah. Because if she would have said, I dafka don't want you to give it to a tam chacham. So that would be, but here he says, I don't want you to give it to anybody. Because mokum b'hai gavna, I did the chala ha-tzaval sharbari adam chala gam kein al tam chacham b'gam alev. But here, it's like, chal b'koyla. V'ein lomer b'hepech doroma shalo yadasa b'tzuva al tam chacham. Emes b'odachai, I saw you call Lishol in Nidra. She could have matted Nether. I gave the Lomar Daiti to Gavir Rabbalona Darti that I never meant. So she meant that, you know, there are a lot of people that are not so proper for in the house. She didn't mean a Tam Chacham, but she used the general. So if she would have been alive, we could, you know, have a Hataras Nadarim or something like that. But she ain't case, Zosha Sifsa Field, Sifsa Stan. Eilanu l'chalek v'datenu l'haki al haben v'loma lo shalom yuchosh l'tzivu ha'em. V'hari zachra hazikeinu levi b'shem v'omar she'ikit taba b'shvilo. She mentioned him. There was something about this guy that she didn't want him to be in the house. L'chein afilu lo hayal levi shum pais ladubo. Even though he's homeless, lo yinu mashim leben ubal bayis shadar bo levi ata lahaskir bayis lo lahaba. Talk shigrata shefshu lahaskir bayis ache. Anir la nishini azlaydi kasafti. Wow. That was if she would have said, you can't give it to a tam chacham, but she said Levi, so maybe something else about Levi that she didn't want him there. She says he has a right to be. So here. Obviously, it has nothing to do with being mishamish. The parent's dead now. There's kibud lacham, but he's saying that's part of. So that's what Chavos Yair says. That you have to listen to your parents. Listen to the mother. Even though, as a result. Maybe in the end he's admitting that it's a mitzvah to behind the Tam Chacham. But he didn't specifically say, don't give it to them, don't give it to anybody.
He said not to give it to Tam Chacham, then it would be...
Then he says...
Then it would be unreasonable? Because she was...
Then he says maybe that would be... Yeah. Tim Shalom. He's not sure. He says, Afilim Tim Salomar. You know, he's not saying... Feeling to Saloma Dim Tzivso Shulhaskir Habayis Latam Chacham Einum Tzuvah L'Kayim Kinachnu T'Havalei Kitzivin L'Vatal Mitzvah Kol Mokom Kai Gavna Haydi L'Chal HaTzaval Sharbani Adam Shina Chal Gam Kein Al Tam Chacham V'Gam Alevi. She could have Mashenka Zush herself a few sufficient no halk with Zain Walk or Ben. She could have scandal with the baby of shame. She could have a shulo. So this is very interesting. It's interesting in terms of what there's things that are not fairish alive or something like that. Whereas it definitely doesn't seem like the nicest thing in the world, unless she felt that this fellow, thinking about like modern day society of people who think that this person is not proper to be around kids, you know, these the type of things I don't think they were thinking in those terms. I don't know. what she was thinking. I mean, but he says, you don't dismiss it and say, well, batla daita, she's just stam and meshugah.
Can I just give him a comment that she said shum adam, which refers to the random plumber down the street, it's not plumber talk.
Right, so what he said, shum adam. Shum adam means anybody.
Shum adam means stam, anybody. Who thinks that they're going to randomly get the big atomic coffin and become living in their house?
Right.
Well, she was already in there previously.
Is that obvious that she made this but knowing who
she was? No, she said his name.
Yeah, oh, fine.
She said his name.
He had a sign earlier to say that. But if she said not Gali, maybe it wouldn't be a perfect day.
Right.
The case was cool, but that's still a lady who was saying that sign.
But maybe she said after Tam Chacham. Well, maybe she does, but maybe she's something about, she knew it was a Tam Chacham, but maybe something about him. She didn't.
But if he still had a tzad, I mean, you know, even though the kid still had a tzad.
The tzad before was, don't give it to a Tam Chacham. Don't give it to.
No, he said before that he's included. Okay, I feel he came to Laman and since he has to
write the Tam Chacham,
he's still with
Kayan. Right.
He had
it decided,
but
right. That would be if it's a Tam Chacham in general. Yeah.
So the Dar boy is still considered part of the statement of the mother? Or is that our addition to understand our Shiloh?
Say again?
In the parentheses where it says the Dar boy with name, is that part of the mother's command, or is that in addition to what she commanded?
Which statement?
The door by the thing.
Like, where is you? Where is it?
In the question.
The door by the thing is here, Shonatan.
As if it's not part of the statement, maybe we could say that she's saying don't let anyone else write that. I mean, command not
right.
To allow future.
He was there, right? He was there, Randy.
Right.
Very interesting. Okay, the next, take a look on page 7 of the Chaim Sha'al. That's the Chidah, right? But it shows, just getting back, the Chavetz Yair is very stark about, you know, this idea of listening. Even though it's not something that is a specific a kibbutz of sorts, just listening, you know, per se. Then you have a tshuva in the Chaim Sha'al, page 7. Sheila Ruven lifnei Moses somuch l'misyoso Tziva she yimnu apotropos al yisomov. In other words, Reuven, lifnei Moso, I guess he wasn't well, he was somuch l'misaso. He should appoint a caretaker, apotropos al yisomov, to take care of the property. Ish sar v'godol na'omid b'nichse v'yadu adas. So that's what Reuven requested. So this man said he can't do it. He can't do it. He's not well enough to do it. So now what? The tzicher rabba kosev michtov nofish b'tircha achim ploni korav le'almano u'labayla yisratzev kanes melvi akorahu yikabal apotropos al pi bezdin Neil Azar Batosov Hagosov Khom Ikovi Tav Hadov Bene Bezim Kur Sham Makarov Hadiska Vihodio Aha Indian. So then they said that maybe there's a family member who might be able to, who's capable. So could we appoint him in lieu of the one that the father said before his p'tir? Veer from what the father's request was. The father's request was this particular person, but he said he can't do it. So now they want to pick someone else.
What's the question? He has no
mitzvah
to listen to this guy.
What?
The guy that said he can't do it has no mitzvah to listen to this guy. What's the question?
The guy who said he can't do it. I don't care
about this person's father's request. It's not my obligation to listen. So what?
He means he has no choice.
They tried. He said no. That's not their problem. Like,
you mean you say what's the other option?
Well, yeah, you don't listen, or you half listen. Like this guy is not a kid. He's not completely been public with this person.
Right. So what's the choice? So what is he writing? Now Shamar Lo Aviv V'Tamei Shamar Lo Al Tachzeh Shlo Yishmo Lo Shem Yishmo Lo 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 Size of mine yet. This is a little too much. For my essay, we'll start saying, hold hookers for the av, we'll close it some more. So he says he's not mechuyif to listen. And he can get somebody else. What are you saying, Michael?
I don't understand the shyness.
What's his option?
They tried their best, and now, meaning is it an easter to go and get somebody else, or I mean, it's going to be at best a bit lossy. He's not going to listen to them. So they want to replace them because it's practical. We need somebody, so that I'll have to go and get somebody else. They tried to do it. No, they're not going
to be able to
tie it.
So take a look on page 10. Let's take a look. He says, last paragraph on the left side. So So he shouldn't. So what does that mean? He shouldn't violate Kavod Avos. So what does he have to do? He has to cajole the guy to take the. And then look what he says on the next page, page 11. Look what he says. I was looking in the Achronim on this topic, and what does he come across? Matzah said, "I go to Rav Chavos Yair. Reish Yudalev. Oh, shenishal v'isha shivsim cholal v'nashal lo yasker bayi shelo laba lo shemodem v'darba lufnim zaki v'tamchachem bal masim v'hu shaktim b'tor v'gam rotsu umba l'lish mas isha shnasa v'yishloma denichal liyish v'zev v'imchui v'lgar v'shasokat." Yeah. So all these things he still says you can throw away. So you can do v'eso. Yeah. So you ever have been at Savo Sa'im? Yes, old. After the age of the army stamp, we come back near the middle of the land, in all years of trouble, for you ever miss the salvage. The hookah squad of Kvara Makam. You have the Kasrach Ben Yashem of him and Ayaxia. So, what meaning? The question is, could the other person take the job? Because the original question was, "Ki Rabbi Matuch Hasa Niska Yadot Tikon Imo Aba Avos Yivav Shelo Yeh Apotropos." Sam is going to see him. Obviously, for sure, all yours up to us. Rabbi, he was talking about Sam is going to see him. Obviously, for sure, all yours up to us. But I saw a civil show, Abba. Only Carl Lamborn. In other words, the question maybe is also whether the other person could step in here, right? But he appointed someone else.
There's the law on him also.
What?
There's the law on him also. He's not included in a couple of their up.
Sir, What do you say? So, in the end, he's saying, for Heidi, that he has to listen, right? So, how they will love our mitzvahs of it? So, if this is what the father asked, this is what the father asked. I mean, what's the pshat? The other guy, one second. It sounds that, like, if the other person, that he would do it. In other words, in the end, he's real schwach, but he doesn't really want to do it, so he has someone else in mind. But in the end, he'll do it if Lemaisa, no one else is there. So the question is, do they have a right? Does he have a right to say, I won't do it? And in other words, and the Yisomim should go to the other person. Or do the Yisomim have to say, no, our father said it, and so you're still around, you can, you know, okay, you're a little schwach, but you have to do it. So he's saying, so the Chaim Shaul is quoting the Chavetz Yoyer to say that you can't just... not listen. I mean, both these truvas are, you know, significant in terms of that there were pretty good reasons in each case. But it seems that the Chavetz Yoyer and Chaim Shaul are like, you know, purists. You know, you gotta, and you have to take it literally. In other words, we don't use the word mitzvah in the colloquial sense of mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah and a veira, that you don't listen. But if it's not a technical, and we don't say they have to mevatel their dasya, okay? Because it's still a reasonable, even though this woman seems a little bit whacked out to me, if you ask me. I don't know who she is, but she seems a little bit, you know, there are people that have this thing, they want anyone. I know, it doesn't seem 100% normal. I would have said maybe this woman is a little bit and batel daita. Adas is probably already batel at that time. But he's saying no. But as you have to in both cases. Says Reuven's name was Tzomach Musar. Siva Sheiminu Abtrabus Ali Tzomach Veish Sar Gadol Dhamim Venitzvi Yadu Das Lasus Esos Tzomach Ali Tzomach Shemichtach Seim Hika Sheshomu Ish Sar Ve'oev Hesu Tzom Shemirov Aska Ve'gol Chulsos Lo'ev Shalem Aseis Bumasa Abtrabus Tzvich Rabba Chasa Ve'michtav Nofish Betircha Achim Ploni Kargla Almano Abali Tzatsa Dekhanes Ve'ev Ve'korah Hu Yikamal Abtrabus Lopi Vezim Ve'yelo. Yeah, so he's saying that, is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to shift it to someone else? Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Seems again to myself previously the splitting up to the Chiyuv and the Mitzvah. And this is anything and Adam and it's not only a
kiyum,
but it's
a kiyum. Right. Right. Okay, the next thing we're going to start next week is the page 12 and 13 about the Tshuvas HaRasha and the Yam Shel Shlomo, about a father who was Mitzaveh, his son, he shouldn't speak to this particular person. And he shouldn't be mochel him or whatever. And the son wants to merely make peace with the guy. So you have to take a quick look in the Rosh, page 13. Sha'alta al av shetziva lebno, shelo yudaber im yehudi echad, shelo yimcholo, ma sha'osa ad zman kotzu, v'abed chofetz l'spayisimo, ele shechoshes l'tzavos aviv, da sha'osa lisno l'shum yehudi, im lo shi'ireo over avera. So av shetziva lisno lo, lav kol kamine, v'savos lo lavar al divrei Torah. Shenema ani Hashem. So, the father wants that they shouldn't make up. He should still hate him. So he says, so this is a case where the father, where the Rosh was saying the father went too far. Because he says that, I don't want you to speak to him, and I don't want you to be mochel him, until whatever. So he says, and the Ben wants him ready to make peace with the guy. It doesn't say what exactly happened. So he says the Ben could make peace right away. His father said, I still want you to not to talk to him. So he says, Lav kol kamine. It's not his jurisdiction to request that. Okay, so Bezer Shem, next week we'll start with the Marshal in Yom Shalom Place 12. And then we'll continue with this packet, Bez Hashem, next Sunday. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting the new series in the Shir Yomi. New, we ended the Kesef Medivei Sofrim series, and we'll start anew. We're going to daven Mincha in 2 minutes. Rabbi Tzafati Shir is going to come in with a daven Mincha.